מקווה של מקשרים, שמתחת תחת מקשרות, יש מקווה של מקשרים, נשאר ממשור. ועוד, תקשורים on top, this is the pizza. So there is a break, or there is a crack in the middle of the wall, and then it starts leaking out. So at this moment, there is memsor not only at the bottom of the mikveh, but even on the top. But since there is a nekev in the keser, or there is a break in the top of the wall, so that it keeps on leaking out gradually, so some melee in due course on top, all the water will leak out, but the water beneath the nekev will still remain. And the question is, in the case where the water beneath the nekev will always have memsor, and the water on top of the nekev in due course will not have memsor, due course, it's a number of days, number of weeks. Question is, can it come a behavior right now, while there is still memsor on top? So, that's a machlekes Hashem. And the Mechaber paskens, like the Hashemim, that is muta. As long as there is still memsor on top, so it's muter leak. However, the chamor is mach. Now let's see. Sifnun pes. No, sifnun. Mikve shal meitshon shel nifratz echot miksolov. And it starts leaking out. V'amayim yeitzim derech hasek. This is the most common problem in Klois, you know, there is a leakage. But of course, the leakage is very, very little. But the question is, can it be used, that mikveh, before the leakage is stopped? Shemikveh shal mikshonim, shemifrat sehot mikshonim, v'amayim yeitzim derech hasedek. Im yishua ubein, memso acha, sheyeitzu psoson shal hasedek. If we are sure that even after all the water on top, above the sedek, above the neck, will leak out, there will still remain memsor at the bottom, is kosher. But we love, suppose the neck is low in the mechitzah, so when in due course it will have leaked out, there will be less than memsor left in the mikveh is possible. Mishum d'har v'zeichel. In other words, if it's not mikshom, it's in mikveh of mayon, so then there is no problem, because mayon is mitaya b'kosh. But if it's in mikveh of mikshom, so it's not mitaya b'kosh. It's mitaya only b'memsor. And it's not mitaya b'zeichel. It's mitaya only b'zeichel. And here it is zeichel, because it keeps on leaking out. So the question, and where the tomei is stable on top. So, and the top, the water on the top, is osit, is destined to come out. So then, and if after it comes out, so then there will be less than memsor left, mechaber paskens is possible, because kolayim it leaves nischal miyamikve. I mean, it's my own iconic expression. Some melee is considered zochu, and it's a mikveh, so it's not entirely b'zeichu. Then the Rambam says, "V'yesh machmirin afilu im yisharu memso ataset." So the samu pasuk, even though after all the water will leak out from the sedek, they will still remain at the bottom. Memsor. But the only Eretz, he doesn't ask that. יש לוחה של חתחילה לליסטים עשה תור בשם בשמרים ורש ובסיוסף בשם המוח so no then it says בכל זה דווקא במוקים של בו ממאי נקשם אבל אם בו מיון אם לוחה של סקלוס ונציאס המים פרוזך לי אלו כשם חזרו למיצ'ו אבל כשייצי מעט החזרים שם, ומקרה סחילה, there's the business why we can be tevel, and the anisha can be tevelous in yam, even though the waves keep on coming out, but that's the derech hateva. They break the waves and then they come back, so it's not considered zeh. Now, so let's see. Now let's finish, let's see. Bimbo listing, masedek, כדי שאיש אבו בין אמסו, וליסטים איסי ביודי אלוהים בכל דור המקבלתו, because there is a prerequisite of הביוסי הביטר. ויש מי שמטה ליסטים, ככל דור שמקבלתו. What does it mean? יש מי שמטה ליסטים, בכל דור שמקבלתו, because even though he uses his hands in channeling the water, that he should come into a mitre, על גבי עולה של זייס וצוען, או פעם a log of wood, so his hands only prevent that the amineya, they don't affect the running of the water, but they just prevent the running of the water, they prevent the blockage. So really it's not a bias al time. Now let's see. Let's see. Ay, ay. Ay, 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 ay. The change is here. Has it ועמייטים כמיקרו. That's הלוכה number one in this mission. Then הלוכה number two, היד רצודיק על הזכרים שרובו עמייטים שנמשר. That's הלוכה number two. Now, הלוכה number three, involves the מחלקס, between רגילים וביס. ועמייטים שעושים זכרים. סמך אפילו מכיר אפילו פעמת, אפילו זו ביזו 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 Now let's see the Rashi. So we have to remember there are three halachas. The first halacha is Hazeichlin ki mayon vaneitrin ki mitro. What does Zeichlin mean? Hazeichlin ki nohoi shein Zeichlin ki mayon he retire b'chol shehu v'ischil. So the Rashi explains Hazeichlin is reference to nohoi to a mayon. So that's retire b'zeichlin is retire b'chol shehu. An eight thing has reference to Mitzvah, so it requires Mitzvah, and it requires a spear. An eight thing to give Mitzvah, to Mitzvah, heim, retire by spear and daft, and the hats for chapo in Mitzvah. Behind the time it avoided Shmuel to him, Yisho, the obviously mountain crazy beings, so he didn't want them to use the noise, because if there was a rain season, so there might be Rabbanei Mazechlin, and in the river, even though it's Rabbanei Mazechlin, they still keep on flowing, so Zechlin. So maybe it has a Zina Mitzvah, since the roof consists of Mitzvah, maybe it's not the Tayyar B'Zechlin. So that's why he had to construct Mitzvahs from his daughters, that he should not be tevel, because they couldn't be tevel in all. They obviously bound him for the English. Shemo yeh bo neitzen razeho. Then a neitzen mitarin beashon. So that's halacha number two. Now halacha number three. The neitzen shosan zeichoim. Seinech afu maka afu kone afu zodi zodi yeh the tevel. Yeh rev yudeh rev yeh seinech. כל דבר שהוא מקבל תומה, in Masim. Oh, so making Shos Zeichu, make Shomim, he made it into Zeichu. Kalema Bishu. He didn't add any water, but he made it Zeichu before it was in the mikveh still, but now it started to flow. So is going to be a hoyle the native more oti is the clash minon. So what's the chiddush? So according to this rash, it is reference not only to the case that Nathan shows a zechlin, or he started to dig, so merely started to be zechlin. No, but even if he don't, a mind should be, but we learned in the first parak, Mishnah Zayin, that my motim shuvim is mafkia the din show. So here too, kalema bizechlin or the Nathan motim, he is the clash, no, nothing, nothing. So what's the chiddush? After all, Rov is Eichlin, so of course it is muta to be taken. It can be thought either that if a person from a cup pours in, let's say, a few drops of water from the cup, that it cannot be used. So what's the chiddush? The chiddush is, even in a case, without the additional making, so there won't be enough water to cover the body of the person or the object, the kelim. And the reason as to why there is enough water when we came at kelim to cover the kelim or to cover the body, the goof of the person, is because the additional nature. So then I could say no. So that's the chiddush by Absalom. Shiklema is still a whole donating lot. After the mocking, the shame to the tira bezech, Elohim came late in machine. Go ahead. The retainer, Michael Mashmore, Pshite, the imkain, Yitzlu Kolanoritz, after the man Doma Naren Kifemat, late in Shos, a zechlin, to the Mikre Shemifrats. That's now the third Talach, the Rashi discusses. Nathan Shosha Zechlin, so according to Rabbi Yudah, you can stop the schilling by the use of the makel or by the use of the zav and the zov's hand. And according to Rabbi Yasi, you cannot stop the schilling by using the makel and the zov and the zov, because there is a requirement of Rabbi Yosin of the Tah. Nathan Shos Zechu, Ki Mikve Shekoras Hatzvase, Umeimov Yeitzim Zechu, Seinech Atul Make Rikon, Oy Zav Oy Zove Seinchon Biyad Oy Berega. The Seismin and the black, the Shilek, the Seismin came with Yesamay, the Indian Mokin Echot, as a result of the use of the Make in the hand of the Zav and the Zove, so it becomes a Beshbeer, so it's all right. According to the Buddha, the Nasin is Beren, the year that Tommy became. So the Buddha says, no, since it's become a Tume, so it cannot use something that is capable, or, I mean, something that is Tome, to block the skill. Kodoram kabel to me, hapilu to, not only zav zav, cannot block the schilin. But even though the mitoya, since he is capable of being kabel to me, so male, he cannot be used in blocking the schilin. Hapilu to, keeping the kabel to me, neva schilin, kilema, ein mamid, mikins to mosa. The time of the rabiesi, כדתנן במסך הספורי, כמתבוב משנת א', מסגבי רגלי, ואלי הרוקינס, כשמיים חובייס, איזה סול. דידור החמקבל תומה, the space. There it's not a gabi kvois, there it's a gabi. It's a gabi mechatus. So there the objective is just the opposite of the objective here. So there the halacha is that if is not another yuchagoy in order to allow the water to come into the kele, so mele, that means that the kele that was nisavi, so was the medium for which the kele was filled up with maim chayim. So mele is possible. For Steinreich and Shemid is walking to Mako, Mikve Mayim Yetoy, have Yosna Odita, Umil Yitochet. So that's the machlekes between Rabbi and Rabbi Isi, whether something or someone who is Mikabu Tume can be used in the making of the Mikve. So let's look. So there's a machleke between Rabbi Yud and Rabbi Yisi, a contra Rabbi Yis, a contra Rabbi Yis, no. The Mishnah in Perek Vov of Pora doesn't mention a machleke. So maybe so there are two possibilities. One possibility is that the Mishnah in Perek Vov the Pora also represents the view of Rabbi Yud, the view of Rabbi Yis. But according to Rabbi Yud, there is no requirement of Rabbi Yosef all the time, either in mikveh or in mechatz. Or there is another alternative that even Rabbi Yehuda, who is chelik on Rabbi Yis here, but on the Mishnah in Perek Vov the Pora he will not be chelik. This is why he says he's not sure the Rashi. Umil Yitoch, the Atilu Rabbi Yehuda, the Polikoch, made also the Hoche Hamikveh. Also we show. In other words, here there is a machleke between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yisi. And Rabbi Yisi is Mekel, because we have a mikveh, except there is a chisson, there is a defect, because it starts to leak out. So it's all right, you know, to stop, to prevent the making of the mikveh for a something that is become to. Now, let's see the Rosh. Anyway, the important thing is that the Mishnah mentions three halachas. One halacha is Hazeich v'nkimayon v'aneit v'nkimikveh. Second aloche, the third aloche, whether if he's having deserving, or even an Adam Toya, who is capable to come to, can prevent the leakage. Three alochas. Now let's see the Rosh. The first aloche, Hazeichlin. Hazeichlin, Hanin Oris. Hamreshchen hem kimayim, Litaya b'schile v'cholcho. There's the Rash Pshat. Hanetvin, hei mikshom. Harein ki mikshe, Litaya b'shbira, l'hatzrich memso, v'hain et haimed, abuye tishmuya. Mamish, there's the Rash Pshat. Before the Meisho, the auditory mountain closed in the mission, shall a year per night funeral as a hell. Then in Italian, there are three. So now the second Allah. Paid Rapsodic Alazekin Shaloba Anatin Shin Chair. Why? When you chair only tie up the skill? Was the Kiddush. After all, how could I have this Alkadaito? That if a person would just pour a cup of water into into a river that you couldn't be taking the river. So the Rashi is, and the Rosh mentions the pshat in the Rashi. It means, even though before he dropped Netfin to the mikveh, so there wasn't enough water in the mikveh to cover the proof of the person of the Caleb, still, since it's more zeichel, so it's kosher. Shein, kaya v'schile. V'yistrech lashminon, atilu v'inotin, shein tfile v'zeichel. Elohim kei, neitin mashlimim lohem. Dilitim ochre. If you are going to assume that the hate of Tzedek is reference to the case, even when without the additional, without the additional mitzvah, there was enough kiddush to cover the goof for the kele. So what kind of chiddush is it? But then, Michael Mashmalon pshite, DK, if you're not going to say like a Tzedek, Yitzhul Kolanoitz, I thought, people dropping, pouring water, you know, from the kele into the Noah constantly, so it should be possible. So how can we be taking the knowledge? Didn't take each look of our knowledge. I feel in Mandoma, maybe we cannot be taking knowledge. Well, there's the machleka between Rav and Shmuel. But Shmuel says, Nare Mikifun Mifach. But he cannot deny that even though Nare Mikifun Mifach, if Kol Tefach, She'eled Nomalo, She'eled Nomalo, so, V'chayim Yerdim Natim Limato, but there is a mute of water, not mayim, but netfin. So how could you take a few mandoma? Narem kifin nivrach, pirish mkere misale, sela. Whenever it's written the Torah sela, so the Talmud says it's aminu kifin, pirish loyimi boyeli mandoma. Narem mishomim nivrach. Dabei Postel, Mishum Dremim Shach, Tomit, Domatik, Sof. But we have to say the Chatzodik, he goes according to the Shite, that Narem Kifim Nivach. So that's why, if the Zeichon is the role, it's still a question. Al Afil Mandoma Narem Kifim Nivach, Kain Yerav, that's the first Pshat. Then the Rosh says, Oi, Shemo Lidai Chisrach, Dafke Robo, Avaloi Robo Loi, Viamrino, Kame Kame Boto, Hoyel, Hoyel, Vidako Mikach. In other words, so the second Roshi, in the Roshi is that the Heid Rapsodic can apply, even can accord, even the Mandoma, who says, that you know has more Yumeis Hakshom in the rain season, so has more Netfin than Zechel. Why? So the question is, why does he say, Chatzodek, only if the Zechel is over a Netfin? Over a Netfin, otherwise not. Because even though the Yumeis Hakshom in Tzias, so the Netfin are more than the Zeichlin because it keeps on raining without a stop. But there is a loche of Kamekamegot. That's a sugye in prayers. Kamekamegot, in other words, it doesn't rain at once, it keeps on raining. So let's say at first, so one saw of water falls in, then another saw. Then in the end, so there is more mechshomim than zeichlin. But we, by applying the principle of kame kame bottle, and that principle is mentioned in Avodah Zarah. In other words, ein Gimmel im Lauf. Die Mischne. Jai Nesach Oser Veisa Becholche. Das ist der Loch. I mean, that is reference, not to the Stam Yenom of today. Stam Yenom of today seems to go in and not the Arkham of Nasir. So it doesn't Asa Becholche. It's part of the Shish. But the Stam Yenom is Man Chazal, when it was the Arkham of Nasir. So then it wasn't part of the Shish. So the Mishnah says, Nesach Oser ואיסה בחודש. כי עושר עבדים אומר רבי יחנה, המערה יאי נסך מחודש לבי אפילו פה היום כולי. So then, after all the יאי נסך from the חודש dropped into the bay, so then there is rov of יאי נסך. So he say, you know, it's muta. Why? Because Rishin Bot. So he mentions this. The Rosh, the second Rosh. Oy shuhuli di dai kisrich, dafke mo. Abloi roboloi. Why? Because if it's hobo at the end, so then we apply the aloche of Chizav Nia. Chizav Nia, that's the reason as to why Rav Dine, Omer Rav Yechon said, Hamar Yai Nesach Mechavis Lubei Afil Kulayim, Kulei, Rishon Rishon Bote. Rishon Rishon Bote, but now we have more of Yai Nesach than the non-Yai Nesach. So why do we say Rishon Rishon Bote? Because we say Chizav Nia. So here too. Avaloi Rabu Loi. The Amdina Kami Boto, Nimele. So, the Zeichlin loses its identity and it's Isa Nepach Leheta, there's a Dina Bittu. So, Nimele, the Zeichlin that was trapped, that was dumped, I mean the Michon, that trapped into the Noor, also becomes like me no, like me my. Why do we say kamikami bottle hoil vidar komikach? So that's the important thing. If it's a derech, but if it's not a derech, then we don't say kamikami bottle. Now this is the second aloha in the Mishnah. Now the third aloha designation in the Mishnah is in 18 shoson zeichu. Seinach afil makel, afil kome, afil zovi zovi, yeh, the tegel, the vagude, for the iseime, for those in kalutum masum. Leitim shosu zeichu. Chigei mikve she nifhas al sfos, where there was a break on the top of the kesa, or there is a break in neke, in the middle of the kesa, doesn't make any difference. Mikveh shenifchatz al tfoset umeim of yeitzim v'zeichel and starts to leak out also loy litvah bein. So if he doesn't stop the spirit, so then even Rebude is made a yikonamikid because it's a mikveh mikshomim, so it has kemimitai only bechberen and now it keeps on leaking out its zeichel. Also lo ilitvel day, kidu shem ne amikve, minaru ve yischilu lotzis, hara yu teveo de mikve zeche. But then the question arises is, suppose the sede is high on top of the wall, or it's nifratz, or mamish, the sede, the crack is in the top of the wall itself. So even after all the water, above the neck, above the break, above the crack, will have leaked out, there will be no more to memso left beneath the neck. So why shouldn't it be tailor right now on top? After all, there will always be memso in the mikveh left. There's the kasha. also a little bit. Chimushemi amikve, minaru viskru lotzeis, harenitedu bimikve post seiche. Vafilu yishoyer bimikve memso acha sheyitzu azechlu. After all the leakage, so there'll still be left memso, still post. Mikolokim hashte miu tevia. Gam mimayim alayim shem zechal. Because when a person is tevia in a mikve, let's say in one spot, and in that one spot there is enough water to cover his roof or to cover the keren. So then it means that he's not only tevia in that spot, he's tevia in the whole mikve, it's one mikve. So here too, the top and the bottom should be considered like one mikve. So why do we say that Neitim Shosha Zechli, so as long as he didn't stop the schilling for a makel and for the yad or the regal of the zav and the zove, so he cannot be tevia? Why can't he be tevia after all? Why is it different than a person who stay there in one spot of the mikve, and as long as there is enough water to cover his goof or to cover the kele, even though there is no memso in that particular spot? So it's a good tefillah too. So here too, while it's still zeicher, but when it's stable on top, so it's al bedin, it's considered that not only the water on top covers his goof, but the water at the bottom also covers his goof. And that will remain with memso and more than memso. Okay, hashtag new table. So the answer is the reason as to why the tefillah is no good, because at this moment he's table in all the water of the mikveh, the bottom water, the top water, and the nele and the top water is echelon, and it's a mikveh, it's not in my own, so a mikveh is not with tayab is echelon. But you show you. Afilu Yishoyer b'mikve memso achash yisach azichu b'chomot hashte ziru b'chomot gam b'chomayim olyim shem zechal. So that's the first pshat in Rosh, and that's the last pshat. But the Rosh says the Hanochei Yisel Forish the Mayre Dei the Mikve Memso. Whereas according to the first pshat, so the Mishnah is reference to the case. The Mishnah that says Neifin Shosen Zechu before he sent Mechemakel or Kone, so he cannot be Tevel in Malu with Rav Yude. So his reference to the case, well, even if in a case where at the end there'll still be Memso and more left. Now he says no. If in the end, in the case where in the end there'll be Memso more left, then it can be favored. True that the main mikveh on top is destined to come out, it's Eichel, and Kolayimei Gli Zochel Kizochel Dome, but he's also Tevel in the water at the bottom. He's also Tevel in the water at the bottom. And what are the? I mean, he's also tevil, according to the first lashon, in the water on top, and that is echal. The second lashon says no. Only in the case where after all the water on top, above, the nekev and the sedek will come out, so there won't be memso left. But if the memso will be left in the end, then it can be taken. And not easily for the ma'ir day we meet from memso. In which he stayed maschile. Hashniche, the Pesel Rebesi, Mishum the Shio Hashamitre, Nasel the Dabaram Kaputum, Abel in the Shoya Bibitre, Menso, after all the water from Tapu in Tawit, then he says, El Harbes, in other words, just to prevent a certain number of so over and above the so from coming out. So the purpose is only the harbis, mayim, with mikra, yosei, al-di-tumim. הוא הלך ברושי. אם שויה במקרה, אבוים צור, וכול העם מוטלית את זה. אף כשהוא זכר ממעלה, כי בעיקר המקרה אין זכר. ולפליגה, בוא נזה למחלקת בעצם בגיר ובאסי, אלא במקרה של שויה בממצור, אך אשר יצא זכר. If the naked is relatively low in the case.
Naked is what?
Relatively low in the case, low at the bottom of the case.
Oh, so it gets everything out.
When it, everything will be covered, so there'll be less than them so left at the bottom. We figure Elo in Mokim shall we show you the Memso, Achashiyetsu Azir. The Abyeisi Sova, Dorashimu Kabutun, in Zechonde. Kalema, so even though the expression is in Zechonde, what it really means the opposite. Kilema in Amidin Beastrile. Kiven this Timezu Viremes, Achere Shamitre, Vitome, Pidipnam before 12 the power, it says here, Perkut, but it's a safe as per 12 the power, Nosan Yode, Ragle, Oi, Ale Yerokes, Kilishi Yavu. My hobbies there, the objective is just the reverse. The Gabin Chatos is Psuli. In Forsteine, if you raise this Vochim, the Omakor, Mikve Mayim, Yetoye, have Yosal Vitarete, the Rabbi Yud Sova, Sheyochel, Lisner, Bikonin, Vimakel, Vafilu, and Kilim, Nitmoyim, וכן זהב וזובה, סמכים ביד וברגל, לעקב המסחילה, ויאפשר תרבי דמידה ואהי, מסך הספורה. In other words, קיה ישחפיליס ישחיליק, and רבי ישי. But מסך הספורה is that he is made it. דשענה הוכה, why is רבי דה חיליק קיה, and רבי ישי, שעמיק וקושר, and he has a mitzvah chair, but through the Dovar HaMekabel Tumeh, he stops the Sechile. But with the Dovar HaMekabel Tumeh, Kumneya Shalo Yifse. The Lishne, the Neitfin, Shos HaZechlin. So that's the second pshat. Still the Rosh doesn't like the second pshat either, because that's not the plain meaning of the Neitfin, Shos HaZechlin. The Mishnah is not finished with Zeichlin, but it's not going to be able to say, because it's not Zeichlin. Even according to the second shot, he didn't make it into Zeichlin. On the contrary, he stopped the Zeichlin. Ela ma'atzmei nifratz ha-mikdans nosei, vidam loshem em ha-Zeichlin kosher lifores. Minias Zeichlin. How can we say, Osan Zeichlin, what it really means, Minias Zeichlin. Weit, Teime der Rebresi, according to this Pshat, Lohm ist aber klar, Gelidome lahid misaches bo, Kibin sha mitve kosha, Yes, a mitve kshir, but then it started to leave. Umenea psule, and this eliminates the stile, al de lidovo tome, Yeser mise, am bimen mishile kirk, umeidim she yeder keilim the table there. Now, the Mishneh Vov. Gaul Shemislash Bei Aboim Tzor Vinofa Lodom Vakilim Tzir Kol Mokim Sheyesh Bei Aboim Tzor Tevrin Umadbil Madbil Mechritzin Vinitzin Vaz Chameir Hamrebe Vinitzin because it's Mamesh Mordim. So even though the Chritz doesn't have him Tzor, it doesn't matter. Because it's mamish mu'ot, it's either al sfosei of the chit. Now, this is what the Rosh means. Bishama yimrim madbilim b'chadras. What does chadras mean? Chadras means made shomim, not mine. So Bishama say that we can be teveil in made shomim. Why? Because it's mechuga. Even though the chadras itself doesn't have memso, but it's mechuga, the continuity of water. Between the water and the hardless and the other water, and together with all the drops that are connected with each other, there is many souls, so it's a good theory. Ubisilim Eimadvim. But even though according to Bisila it was Eimadvim, why? Because there is no actual yield between the water and the Chadles and the water outside the Chadles. But Umeidim, which you gave the Kelim, the table then, the Kelim Shigodabem Lutvo. So Mele, that's the Raya. The Rosh mentions. One second. So also Zechel and they owned there, and he didn't, wasn't Zechel. And then, and she made them into Zechel. So also Zechel in Lo Yilichon Mikveh, Semech Hakul Makel Hakul Kone, Hakul Zov Vizov. So Semech in the Makel Vikone, She Yadro Hamayim Mikveh, Ki Makel Vikone, him should the blades, the Afalki Shazav, Semer Shazav, Makum Yode, Bisho Shehivrim, is still Kinem Be Habiosi Alditane, according to Abide, Kinem Sheyamayim Avrim, Kinem Sheyamayim Avrim Hagadode. He just used the hand to put the makir, and the water goes over the makir, and the makir is pretty great, so it's not Mikabutum. The Amunam the Fenari, what the Pole, only Kanim, only Kvanim, Kosha. The Rabbeisi Koma, Loimi Boyazav, Akilu Toyer, Kidin di Bate Bura Tumehu, Luis Nerimak, Mahid only Kanim, Mayre, Kishainon, Kishanis Nodam, Olim, Lay. Lishon, I can't even see it. Lishon. What's that next word?
Terem.
What? Terem. Terem. Bo amai. Velohoyu biyode. What is it? The ace. Sho'ovo amai. All right. Then he mentions another pshat. So in other words, there are three pshatim. In the last halacha in the Mishnah of Netvim Shosha Zechlin, as a machlekes, between Rabbi Yude and Rabbi Yisi, whether he can use a makil to stop the skillet. So the Rash Pshat, the Rosh Pshat, now he mentions the Rambam Pshat.
Rosh
Pshat,
the Bat Zechlin,
that
only if it's really free flowing, as in the Zechlin, but if it's just
the nekev,
then
the... That's right.
So what's the criteria?
The criterion is, I mean, Havyosha Litara only implies you cannot be mehave the mikveh for dovah that is in kavutumi. But if the mikveh is not misave, is not affected, is not constituted for a medium that is in kavutumi. But you use something in kavutumi to be mineya, schile, then it's all right.
Then so it's not a sheet in cycling, it's a sheet in love,
that's
not
a thing. That's right. He wants to stop the Zohar. Even Netvin has reference to Memayon. But why is one called Zechlin, one is called Netvin? Zechlin means if you have a Mayon on top of the cliff, the mountain, and then the cup's dripping down. All the water, all the drops are Memayon. But they flow down in continuous stream. Nathan means you have the same thing. Mean iron and having iron on top of the mountain, but they flow down drop by drop, and there is no continuity between one drop and the other. So the Vishnu is saying, if the main iron drips down in a continuous manner, then it's a Dino Mayon. It's a whole show. It's a